It's a rematch of the Eastern Conference semifinal as the Nailers take on the Royals for the first of seven meetings this season. Time now for the Coast Sports Hockey Coaches Interview. DJ Abicello alongside of head coach Jeff Christian. And Jeff, after opening night now, you get to take on a Reading team who you defeated in the Eastern Conference semis last spring. How much carryover emotionally do you expect tonight, both from your side and the other side?
Well, playing Reading, I mean, everybody always gets up for it. Unfortunately, tonight, you know, being a Thursday night, I don't expect there's going to be a big crowd out there, so we addressed that already. Like, these interdivision games are so important, you know. We play fewer interdivision games than any other team in our division. So when we do play our interdivision teams, we have to beat them. It's a Thursday night. There won't be a big crowd. We talked about it. We just can't let them come in here and steal 2 points from us. So we've prepared. We just had a lengthy power play penalty kill video. Always teaching, especially early, you know, the messages. Our lineup is constantly changing. We're trying to get everybody on the same page. We don't like them, and they don't like us, and that's, you know, Riley was with them last year, so he's very familiar with the team. We're looking to get a quick start and play with the lead tonight.
Saturday, you opened the season against Brampton here at home. You picked up a point in a 3-2 overtime loss, and it seemed as though during regulation there were a couple of mistakes that led to goals that were relatively correctable. Overall, were you happy with the effort you got from your team?
Yeah, I think after the first 10 minutes, we kind of settled down and played a little bit more of a structure game that we want to play. We talked about being a lot of new faces here, that the first 5 or even 10 games is going to feel like a little bit of a cluster out there, you know, a little bit of a fire drill, if you will. Settle down, make hockey plays. We're all good hockey players here. We've got a very young team now. I mean, I don't know how many rookies we've got in the lineup tonight, but probably more than anybody in the whole league. So it's going to take time for them to kind of feel their way around pro hockey and get used to the speed. They're highly skilled guys, obviously, but there is an adjustment period. I thought, we had a chance to win or the breakaway in overtime. We had a power play late. We had a 2-on-1 late. We had probably 8 to 10 great scoring chances. So I was happy with that. I'm glad we got the point. And again, it's always learning, always teaching.
You have a lot of talented players on your team that can put the puck in the net, and I look at both of the goals on Saturday night, and I think that both of them came within no more than 2 feet from the net. How much does that enforce you to kind of preach that garbage goal and trying to get them the ugly way as opposed to trying to pick corners?
Well, we'll take them any way we can get them, obviously, but we did this. I addressed that specifically in practice. We have a big team. We need to play big. We've got to make it hard on goaltenders. We've got to get pucks and people to the net, traffic, garbage goals, and then the tic-tac-toe skill plays will come. I mean, I think Quinny had 5 breakaways himself, you know, so that element will come, but I think that there has to be a good combination of both the garbage goals and the pretty goals.
When you talked earlier about how young your team is and going through some of the emotions and the nerves and everything too, how long do you notice it takes guys in that first game for the nerves to wear off and then for them to finally take that deep breath and say, okay, this is something I know what I'm doing. I've been here before.
Yeah, there is a period of that. We've always said in hockey, you get out there, you get a hit, you get yourself into the game. You know, you get hit, you take a hit, you move the puck, you get on the body, you hit somebody, and that gets you into the game. So, like I said, I think after the first 10 minutes, we really settled down and started to play our game.
You had a new player to the team yesterday coming down from the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, defenseman Ethan Prowe, a right-handed shot. He put up some good offensive numbers in college. Do you expect that to translate into the pro game?
Well, that's what we're hoping. I mean, I think he led all of college defensemen scoring last year. So you'll see him on the power play. But we've been asked by Pittsburgh and Wilkes to play him in all situations. He's a heck of a prospect. They're really high on him. He's coming down here for who knows how long, but we're happy to have him. He's gonna really improve our back end in certain areas. We needed an offensive right shot defenseman, and he'll be our guy.
Is there an area from Saturday to tonight that you're looking at from your team as an area that you'd like to see them improve?
Execution, I think, is the big one. I think that's just, like I said, settle down, make hockey plays. I'd like to see, a little bit more, a little bit harder on puck battles, things like that. Like, just winning those individual battles that the playoff teams win. You know, like through our run last year, it was puck battles, it was pucks in, pucks out, turnovers, and discipline. And I think that's what this group has to learn, that they have to do that every single night.
The Reading Royals are your opponent tonight. As we mentioned earlier, they picked up a 6-2 victory over Elmira in their opening game on Saturday night. Are they an offensive juggernaut? And I'm guessing if they are, you don't want to really get into a track meet. Coaches don't seem to like those high-scoring games.
Well, I don't know. I mean, in one game, they got a few goals in the power play there. We'll see. I mean, they've got some great players over there with Zarnik and Pelich and of course, Riley. Like I said, Riley's gone over the roster. He knows the team very well. We do, too. We've seen a lot of these guys before. You know, Reading, they're going to come in. They're going to work hard. They always get up to play here in Wheeling, whether there's a big crowd or not. These points are important. So, yeah, I mean, we don't want to get in a track meet, but at the same time, we feel like we could score 5 or 6 just as easy as anybody. So I'd like to see us get out to an early start, play with a lead, and never look back.
Sounds like a solid set of keys to tonight's game. Jeff, I appreciate a few minutes of your time. Best of luck tonight.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
That was Naylor's head coach Jeff Christian in the Coast Sports Hockey Coaches Interview. It's all part of Respect's Countdown to Faceoff. This is the 25th season of Hockey in Wheeling, presented by the Health Plan on the Naylor's Broadcast Network.